This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow told Washington on Wednesday to keep well away from its airspace after a U.S. drone intercepted by Russian jets crashed into the Black Sea, the first known direct confrontation between the superpowers since Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin and Washington have traded blame for Tuesday's incident, which took place in international airspace near territory Russia claims to have annexed from Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the incident is being investigated.
We'll be in close coordination with allies and partners at the conclusion of the investigation. I can't speak at this point to motive or to intent.
Blinken on Wednesday at a news conference during an official visit to Ethiopia described the incident as reckless and unsafe. Russia's President Vladimir Putin dismissed allegations that Ukrainians could be behind the blast on Nord Stream pipelines last year and instead accused the U.S., AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Putin's comments came after U.S. and German media reported unidentified U.S. and other officials as saying there was evidence Ukrainians may have been responsible. Putin's response? It's complete nonsense. Such a powerful explosion at such depth can be made only by specialists, backed with the might of a state possessing certain technologies. Putin went on to say the perpetrators had to be a party with a vested interest, such as the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fears about the world banking system spread to Europe as shares in the globally connected Swiss bank Credit Suisse plunged. The steep drop on Wednesday dragged down other major European lenders in the wake of bank failures in the United States. This is VOA News. A military appeals court in Somalia ordered the executions carried out Wednesday of three men it said were al-Shabaab militants who disguised themselves to carry out deadly attacks in the country's capital. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
The court said 38-year-old Mohammed Abdinur Jiro in 2021 bombed two restaurants in Mogadishu, killing 20 people. Mumin Hussein Abdullahi is the deputy prosecutor at the military court. He says today they executed the convicts Mohammed Abdinur Jiro, Mohammed Abdullah Abko, known as Bimalo, and Sharif Mohammed Barkanle Ayale. The court said 36-year-old Bimalo bombed a restaurant in Mogadishu in 2019, killing 11 people. 53-year-old Ayale bombed Mogadishu Mall in February, killing 16 people. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Wednesday on Ethiopia to ensure accountability for abuses in the brutal Tigray War, saying it was crucial to resuming greater economic engagement with its longtime ally. On a visit to Addis Ababa, Blinken said he had spoken both with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and representatives of Tigrayan rebels and that both sides had committed to implementing a breakthrough November 2nd deal that halted the two-year conflict. A Chinese businessman with ties to former U.S. President Donald Trump administration figures like Steve Bannon is under arrest in New York for a $1 billion U.S. dollar fraud conspiracy, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The feds say Guo Wonggui, who goes by Miles Guo, and his financier lied to online followers before misappropriating hundreds of millions of dollars, including buying a mansion, a $3.5 million Ferrari, two $36,000 mattresses, and financing a $37 million yacht that Steve Bannon was once arrested on. Guo is a wanted man in China. He left in 2014 and is accused there of rape, kidnapping, bribery, and other offenses, which he denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Allies of former U.S. President Donald Trump have filed a complaint with the Florida Commission on Ethics accusing Governor Ron DeSantis of violating campaign finance and ethics rules by running a shadow bid for the White House. DeSantis is a leading potential 2024 primary rival to Trump. DeSantis' office calls it a, quote, frivolous and politically motivated charge. The complaint asks the commission to investigate DeSantis for leveraging his elected office. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.